Okay, we're talking about a very, it's a very well-known sefer and an important one at that. The Beis Halevi, Yosef Dov Salvechik, the father of Reb Chaim. So the Beis Halevi has a perish on Chumash, a commentary on Chumash, the Beis Halevi al HaTorah. In the back of the Beis Halevi al HaTorah, he also has drushas. That's not to be confused with the Beis Halevi's tshuvos, Beis Halevi's responsa. There, we'll quote one Thursday night about Sreifas Truma Temeya. But the Beis Halevi certainly was very, very important. The Sefer is interesting. The Sefer only goes up until Parshas Kisisa. It's not on everything. He is drushas at the end. He writes in the Hakdama a couple interesting things about the Sefer. He said initially he put his drushas at the back of his shiles and shuvas. Because the problem was nobody was reading it then. Because the people that really are into like the lumdas and the halacha, so they don't, quote, want to waste their time so much with the drushas. They want the lumdas and the halacha. So they were learning that. And the people that are interested in like drushas, so they weren't buying the tshuvas to be able to have the tshuvas. So he printed separately the drushas and put some things al HaTorah in there. And that way, the people that are like, quote unquote, almost like the heavier learners, like they have the tshuvas. And those people who are looking for the balabatim, hatrudim, b'parnasasam, he writes in Akdama, people that are very busy during the week, so they can have some time on Shabbos, and maybe they'll find something here which can give them a little bit of chizuk, and which can share with them a little bit of a nice idea. So that's the Beis Halevi in his Hakdama. There are some Hakdamas that are somewhat like apologetic about the Sefer, and this seems to be almost like, well, you know, he seems to some quote this idea. There's an idea in the Beis Ephraim of Bittel Torah as far as time, Bittel Torah Bekamas, I could have been learning and I'm not, and Bittel Torah Be'echas, I could have been learning deeper and instead I'm learning this. It sounds like the Sefer is not written for real Talmidei Chachamim the same way. It's written for people who are like Balbatin and Nita, whatever. He also writes in the Hakdama, he's like, I'm not even sure I'm so good at this. You know, I don't even know if this is really like my anichi lo zachiti lashon limudim ladas leorer leif hashomim. I don't even know if I know how to inspire people the same way. And I think that's the ikker part of this book. But I figured, you know what? Like, I'll put it out anyway. He has a couple interesting things. He writes in the Hakdama, Eineni makbid gam im lo taskirim b'shmi. In general, we have the Gemara Megillah. Call Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, maybe the Geula Le'olam, it's always good to quote people. So he's like, you could totally steal my ideas. Like, it's all good. It's all good with that. And I think in some of this forum they write, like, people did that. You know, people are like, oh, sounds good to me. I'm applying for a job. I heard a great idea in Parshas Vayir. You know, and he's sort of just like going with the Beis Halevi kind of an idea. And he sort of downplays the drushas a little bit and thinks that they're more or less all drushas. In the Sefer HaRish L'Shel's Brisk, where Chaim Karlinsky points out, a description of a person that was there, he says, Beis Halevi is totally wrong in his Hakdama. He talks about it as if he wasn't that good of a darshan, as if it wasn't that... He's excellent. The Sefer is excellent, but he says, I remember the first drasha that he gave when he became the Rav in Slutsk. I remember the first drasha. It's from Tzvihirsch Masalinsky, I think is the name. He says he was the Rav in Slutsk, and he gave a lot of drasha. I remember the first one was Shabbos HaGadol. And he got up and he was speaking about Shabbos. Because a lot of kids, it sounds like in the community, would go to the local schools even on Shabbos. They would go in their gymnasium clothing, you know, not, we don't mean like a gym the way we do. They went to their schooling, university, even on Shabbos. And the Beis Halevi got up in Slutsk, that first Shabbos, I think it was Shabbos HaGadol, and he went and he gave a drasha. He describes how it was the first drasha he was giving. Always a question to the rabbi of a shul, like, do you really go for it the first week and like tell them what you think they really need? Or are you trying to like ease in a little bit? The Beis Halevi did not think he needed to ease in a little bit. He sort of more or less went for it. And the person describes, he was a kid sitting there like right by the Aron. Beis Halevi gets up, he's wearing a talis for the drasha, not the longest of beards, but very long payas. He goes up, noshek b'chiba esa parochas. He goes up and he kisses the parochas. He turns around and he speaks about the chashivas of Shabbos. He says, he cried, the listeners cried, shtei sha'os ritzufos darash. It was a two-hour long drasha, tsa'ak ubacha v'hirish es libos hashomim. He shook people with his drasha, v'nimtzu horim asher heftichu l'mali bakashasa. And people were willing to commit as they left that they were going to not send their kids to this. So it's a lot of sort of beautiful drushas that are given here in the Beis Halevi al HaTorah. We should just know there are some other things here that are not just drush. He has some very important and very famous halachic discussions that are here. A very famous discussion about Shomea Ka'ona. Many of us may know a Machlokas Achronim, the Beis Halevi against the Chazanish, some other Achronim also, about whether you could be Mekayim the din of Birkas Kohanim b'Shomea Ka'ona. Our minhag is that when Kohanim go up, all the Kohanim say Birkas Kohanim, Yevar Rechacha. There was a minhag in certain places that only one Kohanim would say it. Everybody else would get up and they would listen. And Biyotze through Shomea Ka'ona. Beis HaLevi argued Shomea Ka'ona wouldn't work in such a case. The Chaznis argued maybe Shomea Ka'ona would work in such a case. Discussions about that. He has discussions about Chanukah in here also, where he even writes, it's an interesting thing, he writes in the introduction, he says, Amar HaMechaber, why is he writing about Chanukah here? Yanki, I see that in these countries where I'm living right now, Noagim Limud B'yamam Elu, people around Chanukah time learn the Gemara's in Masechah Shabbos about Chanukah. People, you know, take off from their regular learning. They learn about those blot and Shabbos and Masechah Shabbos about Chanukah time. He says, V'gam Anochi Lamanati, but it's also what I did. I also learned, I walk into shul, everyone's learning the Gemara's about Chanukah. I said, okay, I'll do that also. So then I said, I had some Ha'aras. So I wrote down the Ha'aras and he published those in there also. But he has a lot of very important, very sodistic kinds of ideas. Very important Torahs about bitachon, a lot of insights. I'll share with you just one insight from this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, which is a very strong question. Says the Beis HaLevi as follows. He asks it in a bit of a different way than do some others. He says, the Torah makes it sound like the Akedah was Avraham's Nisayon. Ve'elokim Nisa es Avraham. That Avraham had a Nisayon. But in davening, he points out, when we daven, we always refer to it as Akedas Yitzchak. We're invoking Yitzchak's role in the Akedah. So one, there's the Beis HaLevi. It's really two questions. Number one, who's the real, almost like, hero of the Akedah? Avraham or Yitzchak? And question number two, how come the Torah describes Avraham as a greater Nisayon, but in davening, we refer to Yitzchak as having gone through it? We, like, invoke Yitzchak's merit to protect us. So what's going on? The Beis HaLevi has, it's an amazing, amazing insight. He has a lot of intellect. Let me say it like this. You know, both Avram and Yitzchak had a Nisayon. But Avram's Nisayon, in a certain sense, was greater than Yitzchak's. Yitzchak had to give his life. But there's one thing harder, perhaps, than having to give your life for something. And that is having to live with the knowledge about what you did, you know, going forward. Yitzchak would have given his life, would have been an enormous Nisayon. But there are Jews who have been able to sort of historically have elements of that also. There are Jews who have given their lives, Laman Hashem and his Torah. To make the choice that Avram would have made and to live with the fact that he killed his son, who he waited for 100 years. And even though he began with the closest to Lot, then he had Yishmael, he has Eliezer, none of those things were working out. None of those were where his future. And he would have gotten rid of Yitzhak entirely. That would have been something which to live with that, the grief having lived with that, would have been unfathomable. And I would point out, like, what do you think the people around Avraham are saying? Like, they're giving him, you know what they're saying behind his back? Look at the crazy person. Look what he did. And this is Avraham Avinu, who's willing to give up, to live with that. Says the Beis HaLevi, the Torah praises Avraham because Avraham's Nisayon was greater. Avraham's Nisayon was way beyond what any of us could fathom. But you know why we mention Avos sometimes in davening? The reason why we mention Avos in davening and things they did is not because they did something good, Hashem, help us out. We mention things the Avos did in davening because we're making a statement, which is Ribono Shel Olam. Good as what Avraham did, good as what Yitzhak did, we also have a piece of that. We're also able, we have a little bit of a shaykhus. That's why Hashem, care for us also. We've also done some good things. Please, you know, please understand that. Said Beis HaLevi, we can't mention Avraham and davening. Because what Avraham did, what he was willing to suffer, is way beyond what any of us could be able to live with. We can't mention that and say, God, we have a piece of Avraham in us. That's way beyond, in a certain sense, that particular midah of Avram's willingness to wait 100 years for a kid, to kill his son, and to live with that. That's way beyond. But Avram, but Hashem, Klal Yisrael has a little bit of a shaychus to Yitzchak. Klal Yisrael does have a little bit of a, we've given our lives for things. Maybe it's beyond some of us, maybe it's more than we can handle. Hashem, in Am Yisrael, there is that going on. So we're comfortable invoking that in a tefillah context. So in davening, we reference Yitzchak, we have a shaychus to Hashem, help us out. We also have some of this Yitzchak. But on the Torah, objectively, Avram's Nisayon was significantly greater. Beis HaLevi al Torah is a great sefer. It really is fantastic. I heard when I was younger that the reason why it went up to Parshas Kisisa is because the Beis HaLevi put up the sefer because he was sick. and he was sick, and the doctors told him, you can't learn real halacha or lamdas right now. So he said, okay, I'll write a sefer in Chumash. And as he got up to Parshas Kisisa, the doctor said, you know what? You're better now. You can go back to your regular schedule. He said, okay. And he stopped writing in Parshas Kisisa. I have not found that in print anywhere. I've asked a couple of people I trust who are really holding in this realm, who are not aware of that at all being true. So I don't know why it stops in Parshas Kisisa, but it definitely seems in the introduction that he did this because L'shem Shamayim, he really wanted to help. And even though for him it was not the highest level of Torah, it was a very high level of chesed to be able to go and inspire people. Certainly for us, many of us like to have some of that chizuk. The world of brisk as a whole was not embracing that world of the Musar movement as much, that world of chizuk, you know, some kind of chizuk. The drushes here are fantastic. Some of them are very famous and very yesodistic, and a lot of them get quoted. Some in the world of halacha, like Birkat Kohanim and Chanukah, discussion about some of the Stam Sugis and Menachos he has here, but a lot of very important ideas in the world of Hashkafa, in the world of halacha, that are just very, very important to know. That's as far as the Beis Halevi goes in his Peirush al HaTorah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about